Our theme this month is the spiritual practice of play. Play, what fun! Everyone loves play, right? Well, I guess there's this guy, and this guy, and this cat. There's also a voice in the head of many serious grown-ups that tells us that although play is fine for children, it is a waste of time for adults. This month, and in this service, we say, not true. Play is not a waste of time. Play is good for people of all ages. Even scientists say so. Play helps us grow. Through play, we learn how to problem solve. We learn about flexibility, teamwork, and being fair. Play is good for our bodies and spirits. It helps relieve stress. It helps us to breathe deeply, laugh, and be in the present moment. Often play takes us outside, connecting us with nature and other people. Play is good for the mind, body, and soul. And this is all really important stuff when we are trying to make it through the ups and downs of life's changes, which is why we are talking about play in this, our annual bridging ceremony, this service in which we honor all of life's transitions. Today, we will honor the transitions of the children and youth in our CELSI program, the transitions of adults in our membership, new members and longtime members, and the transitions that we all experience as we walk along our respective life journeys. The more we engage in a spiritual practices like play, the better able we will be to make it through life changes with courage, grace, and love. So we invite you to use this service to think about the changes that are happening in your own life and to engage in the practice of play with us. Our hope is that play will strengthen those parts of you that will help you on your particular journey. I'm going to start us off with a game of telephone. Oh, good. Oh, that was the journey slide. Here's the telephone slide. I have here our closing words in three different sentences. We are going to give these three sentences to three different people in the back of the sanctuary, one sentence for one person in each of our three sections. The person who receives a sentence will whisper the sentence into the ear of the person sitting next to them. Over the course of the whole service, the message will get passed from person to person until, I'm hoping, by the end of the service, each of the three sentences in some form will make it to someone in the front row of each section. When it is time for our closing words, we will hear what the sentences have become. If you do not want to participate, just tell your neighbor to skip you and ask them to whisper the message to the person on your other side. If you are in one of the front rows and you get the final message sooner rather than later, you might want to write it down so that you remember it when it comes time for the closing words. Okay, so I've asked Jane to get us started by bringing the three sentences to three people in the back. While she does so, Sandra and David will begin our service by lighting the flame of our faith. Our theme this month is the spiritual practice of play. Play, what fun! Everyone loves play, right? Well, I guess there's this guy, and this guy, and this cat. There's also a voice in the head of many serious grown-ups that tells us that although play is fine for children, it is a waste of time for adults. this month and in this service, we say, not true. Play is not a waste of time. Play is good for people of all ages. Even scientists say so. Play helps us grow. Through play, we learn how to problem solve. We learn about flexibility, teamwork, and being fair. Play is good for our bodies and spirits. It helps relieve stress. It helps us to breathe deeply, laugh, and be in the present moment. Often play takes us outside, connecting us with nature and other people. Play is good for the mind, body, and soul. And this is all really important stuff when we are trying to make it through the ups and downs of life's changes, which is why we are talking about play in this, our annual bridging ceremony, this service in which we honor all of life's transitions. Today, we will honor the transitions of the children and youth in our CELSI program, the transitions of adults in our membership, new members and longtime members, and the transitions that we all experience as we walk along our respective life journeys. The more we engage in spiritual practices like play, the better able we will be to make it through life changes with courage, grace, and love. So we invite you to use this service to think about the changes that are happening in your own life and to engage in the practice of play with us. Our hope is that play will strengthen those parts of you that will help you on your particular journey. I'm going to start us off with a game of telephone. Oh, good. Oh, that was the journey slide. Here's the telephone slide. I have here our closing words in three different sentences. We are going to give these three sentences to three different people in the back of the sanctuary, one sentence for one person in each of our three sections. The person who receives a sentence will whisper the sentence into the ear of the person sitting next to them. Over the course of the whole service, the message will get passed from person to person until, I'm hoping, by the end of the service, each of the three sentences in some form will make it to someone in the front row of each section. When it is time for our closing words, we will hear what the sentences have become. If you do not want to participate, just tell your neighbor to skip you and ask them to whisper the message to the person on your other side. If you are in one of the front rows and you get the final message sooner rather than later, you might want to write it down so that you remember it when it comes time for the closing words. Okay, so I've asked Jane to get us started by bringing the three sentences to three people in the back. While she does so, Sandra and David will begin our service by lighting the flame of our faith.
So you probably noticed that we shifted the lyrics a little bit in that song for the occasion of a service focused on play and transition. And there are so many ways you can change it. I was thinking about how would I change it if I was going to sing it for our whole lives sexuality education course. And this is what I came up with. You've got to talk when the Spirit says talk. You've got to listen when the Spirit says listen. And maybe switch it up just a little more and say, you've got to listen when your heart says no. You've got to listen when your friend says no. This winter and spring, our grade 8 and 9 youth have focused on what is an amazing experience for leaders and participants alike with this course that we call OWL for short. It isn't short, though. It involves, at least the grade 8 and 9 version of it, involves 15 2.5-hour sessions of open conversation about sex, including body image, gender expression, healthy relationships, communication, decision-making, redefining abstinence, and more. Adults in the room, don't you wish you could have taken that course when you were a teen? I do. A bonus with the course is that despite its very serious content, it also involves quite a bit of play. For example, in one of the first sessions, there's a values auction. Oh, some recognition. We'll take a minute to just play a little part of it. And so for the values auction, the first thing that happens is leaders give each person in the room $300 of play money. So imagine that I've just done that. You all have $300 of play money, and you can use it to bid on several different values. Of course, the highest bidder will win, and there's a rule that you have to increase bids by $20 at a time. So no messing around. Do we have our values up? Let's see what some of the values that they talk about are. It's being a good friend, well-liked and popular, being honest, having money, feeling safe in relationships, having the freedom to make my own decision. All right, we'll start with, we're just going to do one. I want to just see what you guys think about this one. The value of being a good friend. Do I hear 20? Anybody giving 20? $20 here. Anybody? 40? 40? Anybody want to pay 40 to be a good friend? Oh, you want that value? You want? Oh, 40. Oh, 60. 60. Do I hear 60? 80. 100. $100. $100. You got to be careful. You only have $300. Don't you want any more values? Any more values? You want 120? 120? Anybody? Oh, 140. Do I see 140 there? Yeah. Oh. 160. You don't want. Got to think about the other values. 180, 180, 200, 220, 240, 260, 260. A lot of people want to be a good friend. That's good to know. Oh, 280. He's going to blow his whole bundle almost. 300, 300. Phyllis gets the value of being a good friend. Oh, Mary. Mary gets the value of being a good friend. So if this was OWL, we would have gone on and auctioned off these and even more of the values. And then we would have talked a bit about how people made their decisions. Talked about which values they really didn't want, which ones were most popular, which ones they'd like to pass on to their children and grandchildren, and more. So the play really leads to great conversation. And other of the OWL sessions are equally playful with lots of role plays and wild anatomical art and other things. Typically, the community building that comes from this time together of play and serious conversation spills over into youth group, who continue to meet and play on a weekly basis. And I just, a couple of highlights, I think, of some of the youth playful times you were witness to. One was their chocolate sundae, and another one was kind of a nutty Nutella time they had in the Lion Hall and then shared here during coffee. Right now, they're working on a time capsule that a future youth group just might find. So in a moment, I would like to invite all the OWL grads and the youth to transition through the arch and have their leaders come up. But I just want to say before you start to move that while we are lifting up the value of play in our service, we've specially chosen this hymn, your transitions hymn, to acknowledge that, well, it isn't all play. As we go through life's transitions, there will be pain as well as joy. There will be tears as well as love. And listen especially to the last verse that speaks of strength. So I'd like to call the leaders forward again. The OWL leaders could stand at the front of the aisle. Sarah and Kent and Michael and Ryan. And Leslie O'Hagan's not here. And then if Kalina, John, and Sam, I don't think all of you are here either, but if you could stand more towards the back. And now as the youth gather behind their OWL or youth leaders, everybody else could get prepared to sing hymn number 100 to these lovely young people. and their lovely leaders, who we appreciate so very much.
One of the many wonderful things about our Unitarian community that I love is the practice of sharing our weekly offering with a chosen charity. Since we pick a new one to share with each month, that means throughout the year we hear about 12 different groups who are doing important work for compassionate action close to home and far away. This month, appropriately enough, we are helping kids around the world to play games and have fun through a group called Right to Play. In some countries, families and schools are so poor that there's no money to buy even simple toys like balls. Kids play with what they can find: old tires, sticks, stones, even plastic bags tied together to make a ball. Here's one that I made so we can see what it would be like not to have a ball to play with. We can try kicking it around outside afterwards in the picnic. We'll see how long it lasts. Having a real soccer or rugby ball and coaches to help teach new skills and new games just doesn't happen in some places. Right to Play was formed in the year 2000 by an Olympic athlete who wanted to help kids have some fun and get a chance to learn about teamwork and cooperation. Right to Play started with 180 coaches in just a few places, and now there are more than 16,000 volunteers in 20 countries. In Malawi, Africa, the kids shown here only got to use one old ball to play with for an afternoon once a week. Now those who came to this little soccer camp have 6 soccer balls and a couple of new young coaches, so way more kids get a chance to kick a ball, learn some skills, and play on a team. Right to Play makes sure that half the kids in their program are girls, and about 60% of the coaches are girls and women. Silken Lahman, a medal-winning Olympic athlete from Victoria, is on the International Board of Directors of Right to Play. She says, "I'm passionate about the power of play to bring healthy children and to build healthy children and healthy communities. Play is so important. It is built into the UN Declaration of the Rights of the Child." There's lots more information about Right to Play on the SRC shelf in the church lobby, and of course you can read about them online. There's a great 5-minute YouTube video called Meet Daphne, Future President of Uganda. Please give as you are able so even the smallest kids get the right to play and have fun. Thank you.
We are doing a few things differently this Sunday during the offertory. Since we will light candles of transition during our meditation, we will not light candles during the offertory today. As the ushers pass baskets to receive your gifts, the youth will pass around baskets of paper clips. If you did not already get one, please take a paper clip for later. Every person of every age should have one paper clip. You can clip it to your order of service for safekeeping for later. 3, for our offertory music, Victoria will play an improvisational piano game with Finn Taylor. Finn is going to play random black notes, and Victoria is going to improvisationally fill in the rest. It will be fun to see what they come up with. And lastly, for some visual play, look at the images on the screen and think about what lessons you might learn from each. Soon, we will honor the transitions within our membership. Bridging today will be new members, 25-year members, and 50-year members. We will begin with our new members, folks who have joined our congregation since our last ceremony in December of 2014. New members, as I call your names, will you please come forward and bring your new member booklet with you? Don and Eleanor Lloyd. Kim Hines. Kim's daughter, Zahira, was not able to make it here today, but here's her photo, so she's with us in spirit. Forrest Sterling. Her son, Sebastian, is happier with the childminder, so we have him with us in photo form. Laurel Westinghouse and her sons, Desmond and Lucas. And Erin Kinraid and her sons, Ben and Teo, all here in person. You can read about our new members in the new member booklet. For now, let's join together in the responsive reading, which is on page 4 of that new member booklet. Page 4 of the new member booklet. These persons of faith stand before you in formal recognition of their belonging in this community. I come as a seeker.
Searching for a sense of belonging to something greater than myself. Longing for a deeper connection to the sacred in life. Teaching concessions and support as I strive to become my best self. As a new member of this community, I pledge to share my story, my gifts, my insights, and my love as we work together to care for one another and the larger world we are all together.
We welcome you among us. We promise to be open to your wisdom, to appreciate your gifts, and to support you in your striving. We acknowledge that with your arrival, we are changed, and we embrace that change, for your presence enriches us. Together, we reaffirm our mission, strengthened in spiritual growth, supported in community. Energized by diversity, we strive to transform ourselves and our world through compassionate action. Lovely. Now, as has become our tradition, we will play our Getting to Know You game, Two Truths and a Lie. Three people will each make a statement. Two will be telling the truth. One will not. Our job is to guess which person is not telling the truth. I need the cordless mic, which I think might be here. We will begin with Erin, Ben, and Teo. Erin, can you read your statement?
Oh, I saw a Tiffany concert when I was 15.
Okay, Ben? Ben.
I broke my arm when I was 2.
Teo.
I starred in a video last month.
He starred in a video last month. All right. Raise your hand if you think it's not true that Erin saw a Tiffany concert when she was 15. Raise your hand if you think it is not true that Ben broke his arm when he was 2. Raise your hand if you think it's not true, there's no way, that Teo starred in a video last month. All right. Which one of you is telling the untruth?
I actually saw a Metallica concert when I was 15.
Okay, next up is Laurel, Lucas, and Desmond. Laurel?
I am afraid of heights.
I have eaten 5 apples in 1 day. We have 3 pets.
All right. Raise your hand if you think it's not true that Laurel is afraid of heights. Raise your hand if you think it's not true that Desmond ate 5 apples in 1 day. Raise your hand if you think Lucas's truth. It's not true. They do not have 3 pets. All right. Which one of you was saying the thing that wasn't true? That was Lucas.
We do not have 3 pets. We have 1 large cat named Simon Dolphin.
Simon Dolphin. All right. I've asked Kim and Forrest to play as a team. Kim will begin. He has 2 statements.
I rode in a hot air balloon.
Oh. I didn't change it.
Oh. Which one?
Read this.
Oh, wait, okay. I have done hot air balloon rides 2 and I loved it. I lived homeless as a youth for 6 years.
And Forrest?
I have climbed Mount Kilimanjaro.
Okay. Raise your hand if you think Kim did not do a hot air balloon ride 2 and loved it. Raise your hand if you think Kim did not live homeless as a youth for 6 years. Raise your hand if you think Forrest did not climb Mount Kilimanjaro. All right, which one of you had the untruth? And what is the truth?
The The truth is I was homeless for 6 years as a youth.
And the one about the hot air balloons?
That was not true.
Not true. Never been in a hot air balloon. No, okay. All right, Don and Eleanor are also going to play as a team. Don has two statements to read.
On August 11th, my wife and I will be married for 53 years. I once toured as a master of ceremonies with the Roy Orbison Show to Western Canada.
And Eleanor?
On my 70th birthday, I went skydiving.
Okay. Raise your hand if you think that on August 11th, they will not have been married 53 years. Raise your hand if you think that Don did not tour as Master of Ceremonies with the Roy Orbison Show. Raise your hand if you think that Eleanor did not go skydiving on her 70th birthday. All right, which one of you had the untruth? Eleanor told me that she actually very much wanted to go skydiving on her 70th birthday, but her grandson would not let her do it. All right. Thank you, new members. Stay up here for the bridge. In the meantime, speaking of truths and lies, has anyone noticed the mistake I made in this next part of the order of service? Raise your hand. No? Oh, Elaine did. Shout it out. That's right. Melora mixed up Norma's name and Myra's name. So the order of service lies. Norma Elrod has not been around for 50 years yet. She's been a member for 25. And Myra has been with us much longer than 25 years. She's been a member of this congregation for 50 years. Okay, so let's set the record straight and welcome to the stage our honored longtime members. Please come forward as I call your names. Pat Kinraid and Norma Elrod have been members since 1990. And Myra Rippon, who is not here today, and Ruth Ralston have been members since 1965. Woohoo! Canadian Unitarian Chalice pins have been ordered for all four of them to wear as badges of honor on their name tags. Suzanne Dearman, who has been a member for over 50 years, has made a cake in their honor that we will all get to share after the service. For now, we're going to play one more round of Two Truths and a Lie, this time with statements about our congregation's life over the past several decades. Pat and Norma came up with these. Ruth is going to read our first statement.
On one Thanksgiving morning, the service became an extemporaneous affair because the minister failed to appear.
After we sold the church in James Bay, the new owners sat on the roof and cheered us as we walked by during the Pride Parade, waving our multicolored banner.
The first service on this property, scheduled to be held in the parking lot, had to be canceled because about half of our chairs had been delivered to the wrong address by the moving company.
Okay, who thinks it is not true that one Thanksgiving morning the service became extemporaneous because the minister failed to appear? That can't be true. Who thinks it is not true that after we sold the church in James Bay, the new owner sat on the roof and cheered for us during the Pride Parade? Who thinks it is not true that the first service on the property scheduled to be held in the parking lot had to be canceled because half of our chairs did not arrive to the right address? All right, which one of you said the thing that wasn't true? Norma. I'm told that the first service on this property was indeed held in the parking lot, but all the chairs arrived on schedule, so the service proceeded as planned. Now we prepare for the bridging of our members. Our new members each received a plant this morning when they signed the membership book. Our longtime members, as they come out of the bridge, will receive a rose. The plants and the roses are symbols of our delight that they have chosen to share their growing spirits with all of us. As a playful twist, we will sing to our honored members the song we usually sing to our children. Let the procession begin. Thus far, we have been focused on joyful transitions, but transitions are not always joyful. Sometimes change is hard. So in this meditation, we honor the full range of life changes. I will name a series of five kinds of transitions. I invite you, adults and children as well, to stand as you are able for whichever change has affected you this year. Each group can remain standing until we all repeat the refrain written in your order of service, "We hold you in our love." I will talk you through it as we go. All right. Breathe in. Breathe out. Let's begin by acknowledging those among us who in this past year, however you define this past year, has been affected by the arrival of a new life. Please stand if in the past year or so a child has been or will soon be born or adopted into your extended family, a child, a grandchild, nieces, nephews, cousins, baby brothers or sisters. We light this candle for you, for the gift of tiny fingers and toes, for the disruption of schedules and routine of life the way it was, for the excitement and wonder of watching a little package of person slowly unfolding into its own unique splendor, for the way your heart becomes more vulnerable when it attaches itself to the fate of a fragile new life. Let the congregation say together the refrain in your order of service. We hold you in our love. You may be seated. We acknowledge those among us who have been affected by a death. You are invited to stand as you are able if someone in your life has recently died or is dying. If you are not able to stand, you may raise your hand if you wish. We light this candle for you, for your loss, for your grief, for any complicated emotions that may accompany the grief, and for healing. Let us say together the refrain, we hold you in our love. Thank you. We acknowledge those among us who have been affected by a different loss. You are invited to stand as you are able if you carry with you any kind of loss, a dear friend or relative who has moved far away, a divorce, separation, a breakup that affects your family or you, a loss of health that forces us to adapt to new ways of living, reading glasses, a walker, a hearing aid, any kind of loss that feels significant to you. If you're not able to stand, you may raise your hand. We light this candle for you, for your loss, for your sorrow, for frustration, also for resiliency, for courage, for the ability to adjust and adapt. Let us say together, we hold you in our love. Thank you. We acknowledge those among us who have recently completed something significant. You are invited to stand as you are able if you are graduating from a school or completing a grade level, if you have retired from a job, if you have completed a big project or stepped down from a volunteer position, such as serving as the congregation's treasurer. Please stand if you are finishing something that feels significant to you. We light this candle for you, for accomplishments, for endings, for shifts in identity, for the wondering what comes next. Let us say together, we hold you in our love. Thank you. Lastly, we acknowledge those among us who are beginning something. You are invited to stand as you are able if you have moved or will be moving to a new home or location, if you are or will be starting a new school grade level, a new job, a new project, a new relationship, any new adventure. We light this candle for you, for the excitement, the nervousness, the possibilities, the unknown. Let us say together, we hold you in our love. Thank you. Let us light one last candle for everyone else. For even when we are not experiencing any of the big life transitions, we are all riding the bumpy road of life's constant changes, those little changes that perpetually shift our experience of living. As you walk through the changes that life brings your way, may you feel held in the love of the greater whole. Blessed be.
You might want to look for your paperclip now. We want to leave you just with a small symbol of connection, and I'll just explain it a little bit. I mean, life sometimes seems like it's like this wire headed in one direction, right? We're one, then we're two, then we're three, and it just keeps going. Except we've already talked about the bumps and, well, some exciting times in our road, and we also make mistakes sometimes, and our direction seems to be going the other way, but then we learn from our mistakes, so it comes back around. I think life is a lot like a spiral, a much thicker, denser spiral than this one, but your paper clip is to remind you of that. And then the neat thing about a paper clip is that it can be hooked on to other paper clips to make a very strong and flexible chain, just as we can do when we tell one another our stories and when we listen to one another's stories, when we offer one another support, we make a wonderful chain, a chain of community. And so I would like you now to turn to your neighbor and just take, you got 30 seconds to just tell one another where you would like your neighbor to place their paper clip, because you're going to place your paper clips on one another. And we just want to be clear, you know, do you want it on your collar or on your wrist or on, yeah, Patton. So 30 seconds. Oh, don't do it yet, because we're going to do it in a ritual way. Just find out where. Okay, I think everybody knows. So now what I think you may already have exchanged paper clips, but the ritual goes like this. So if you haven't, or even if you have, this is what you do. You say to your neighbor, this paper clip is to remind you that you are not alone. And then place it on your neighbor where they've invited you to place it.
Okay, folks, time for a closing word. All right, let's see if any statements made it forward. So this section, does anybody in the front feel like they heard the telephone? Oh, is it being whispered to Jane right now? Are you getting the telephone right now? Can you come forward? All right, let's hear what Jane heard.
Life brings us joy and nurturing.
May you discover... The original phrase was, may you discover ways to play that are good for your mind, body, and spirit. May play help you learn, laugh, and let go. Awesome. Well done. This section, Don.
Bubbles. Bubbles?
Bubbles. He heard bubbles. Okay. So it wasn't actually bubbles. Originally, it was, may you discover ways to play that help you nurture relationships and build community. Maybe someone answered the question, bubbles. So one of you have, Scott, you have it?
May the spirit of boy give you boy's life.
Say it again.
May the spirit of boy give you boy's life.
May the spirit of boy give you boy's life. Fascinating. May the spirit... May the spiritual practice of play help you find what you need to get through life transitions with courage, grace, and love. Okay. We are going to skip our closing song. And we are going to, David and Sandra are going to extinguish our chalice as everyone is invited to follow Timmy Lou in procession. So Timmy Lou, stand up. She's going to lead a procession on her fiddle. We're going to follow her out to the picnic. No, to the unveiling of the art installation. Go in peace, friends. Right now. Follow Timmy Lou.